It's after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. The UNC Bears lost last night to Colorado Christian 70-69. On that call here on KFKA was the one and only Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. Jerry, my friend, I hope you're set to have a very look at that. Susan and Cheryl just love you. They're wishing you a happy Thanksgiving too, my man.
Yeah, thank you for both of those people clapping for me. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you.
They woke up from their nap moments ago and they heard loud noises. They get into the show. How are you, my man? Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I'm good. Yes, I'm ready for Thanksgiving. You know, I got Thanksgiving tomorrow and then head to Albuquerque for that Thanksgiving weekend tournament, that Lobo Classic in Albuquerque. Looking forward to those three games, kind of get back on the right track with this team. But, yeah, ready for Thanksgiving. How about you?
I'm ready to rock and roll. In fact, this is our last show for a while, so you don't we won't get to hear me for a few days, which the Hooligans are very happy about, I'm sure. But, Jerry, this team last night. So tell me about Colorado Christian. I mean, I tuned in the second half, and the Bears were down 11 at one point. I'm thinking, Jerry must be wrong here. There must be an error going on. But sure enough, the Bears had to try to make a crazy comeback. They almost do. But at the end of the day, you lose to Colorado Christian. What does that mean for this Bears team?
Yeah, first of all, I think last night, Brady, was that perfect storm. It was a much, much improved CCU team that in those last winning season was like 2016. They won six games a year ago. So you look at it, the past couple of years with the same coach, you don't see any success. You're thinking, all right, this would be a blowout. And then you have a UNC team that probably doesn't take that seriously. Didn't have a big crowd last night. Couldn't hit a three. Couldn't hit free throws in the first half. Dalen Coons is way off. His defense was lacking. So you put all those things together, and you got that upset. So that was just that perfect storm. You could kind of see it coming a little bit. And Steve Smiley warned me about it in the pregame. He said, these guys are dangerous. They got some really good guards that are hard to cover, which was the case. Connor Creech played for the first time in two seasons because it couldn't stop the two guard. He just kept shooting over everybody. So it was that perfect storm. So to answer your question, I think you regroup, you chalk it up as that, as a learning lesson, as something you just can't let happen again. But I think the team probably in the long run, Brady, this is the case anytime you lose a game like this, is probably better because they lost this game. Hopefully down the road that will come back and help them.
Is it more about, like, you look at the freshman, you and I have talked about that, and boy, were you dead on Caleb Shaw. He's going to be a good player. Is that what we're just going to have to live through for a few weeks, is growing pains, the freshman working in with the starters? You know, they're not quite there yet, but they're getting there. Is that kind of what you're seeing to start this season for this 1-4 team?
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest factor, is you're going to play those four freshmen, it looks like anyway, on some kind of regular basis. So, yeah, they need to develop, and they probably need to develop a little quicker than people anticipated because they're thrown to the wolves. But you can also see, Brady, some things they're lacking with this team. They're lacking scoring punch off the first three players, so off that backcourt and Dalton Connect. After that, you just don't get much. I mean, there just isn't any scoring there at all. So you hope that some of those freshmen can come in and take up that scoring slack. The other thing is they're rebounding. Their big men are really struggling rebounding the basketball. They got out-rebounded by, 10 or something last night against a team that's probably smaller for the most part. And we figured it would be that way after losing John Cooch and some others last year, Brady, or Bodie Hume. So I think that's probably the biggest thing right now, is they're just struggling to find some consistency with their big men.
Dalen Coons, my guy, love him to death. 8 points for him last night. He was 2-for-10 and 0-for-4 from the three-point line. He's kind of been inconsistent to start this season.
He has been, yeah. And you knew this would happen, Brady, and that is everybody's keen on him. I mean, he probably should have been the Big Sky Player of the Year, and he's probably the one player that a lot of people look at that might win that award this year if he has that kind of season again. So I know in those two games against Texas with Baylor and Houston, every time he sniffed the ball, he had two guys hanging all over him. And it was the same way last night, to a lesser extent with lesser talent. But at the same time, he's just not finding any breathing room. And as well with Dalen, I think, Brady, He's not finishing those drives like he did last year. He's getting the hole, but he's not finishing. It just doesn't have that touch. And maybe that'll come with a little more seasoning this year. But I don't think he's lost confidence, but I think he's probably down on himself a little bit right now because he didn't have a good game against an inferior team last night.
Jerry Schimmel joining us, the voice of the UNC Bears. Well, Jerry, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the kind of big news the last couple of days surrounding UNC football. Ed McCaffrey fired by UNC. Now we're seeing the fallout. You're hearing from players. I saw in the Denver Post, we just talked to Sean Keeler, Dave Baldwin, who was an offensive coordinator for 3 hours. I mean, he had stuff to say about Ed not showing up. I mean, just crazy how this whole thing has unraveled.
Yeah, it really is. And I think I'm probably with you in this camp, Brady, not terribly surprised by, number one, his being let go. Number two, all the things that have come out as reasons for his getting let go. Because you and I had heard those same things. I was around the team last year, but not this year. And I saw, some of that, not all of it. Ed was always good with me at the coaching shows and interviews and all that. But you could kind of sense from players that he was doing the kinds of things that we're hearing about now. Not being organized, not showing up every day, not having that game plan, doing things last moment, which you can't do as a football coach. So all those things are coming out now, and I just think it reinforces probably a wise decision on UNC's part to part ways with him.
Yeah, and I'm getting people go, wow, they fired him really quickly. Why not give him another year? And then you start seeing these stories, and you say, UNC acted, they learned enough about him over the last 2 years and kind of learned that maybe nothing's going to change with him overall. I mean, Jerry, can you imagine Steve Smiley, who you're close with now, of course, calling those games, can you imagine Steve Smiley just not showing up for practice one day?
No.
I mean, it's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Unless you get a great excuse, you're in the hospital or something like that, then you show up. And like Dave Baldwin said, I haven't had a snow day in, 30 years as a coach. So you just don't do that. And I don't know that Ed was ready for that. I don't know that he knew you couldn't show up if you were a college football coach like that. So I think you make the best point, and that is it just didn't seem like he changed, like he learned. And I think that's the impression I got at the end of last season, when that season's over, from the athletic administration, from folks at UNC in the know that are at that school saying, all right, we don't like a lot of things that he did, but we're going to give him a second chance here and see if he can change and develop and come up with new stuff. And apparently that didn't happen. And since that didn't happen, I think it was probably, like I said, a pretty wise decision.
Yeah, and Jerry, and I'm not trying to sound like, hey, we're just saying the right things about UNC. But in this case, with Darren Dunn and David and all those guys, last year we had the debacle with the Greeley Tribune story, and it was nasty, and there was some other stuff that they could address. And they said, let's go back and fix it, Ed, like you just said. Hey, let's go back. Let's see if we can do it. I was all for it because you knew hiring Ed McCaffrey, he had only 2 years of coaching experience at the high school level. So you had to know, there's going to be a lot of things for him to learn on the fly. And I think UNC kind of said, we're here for it because we're losing football games anyway. We might as well do it with a big name and see if he can get better. But really, that didn't happen. And UNC finally said, you know what, it's not going to change, so let's move on.
Yeah, exactly right. And I don't think, and I'm guessing you probably sense this too, I didn't get the sense from anybody, fan, media, fellow coaches, whoever it might be, that it was a bad decision to hire him. I think everybody applauded it. Hey, let's take a chance. Like you said, Brady, we aren't winning anyway. Let's see if we can do it with a big name, and maybe this thing will turn out. We'll give it a shot. And I was all for it, too. I thought it was a great idea. You know what? He's a successful football player. He's got the pedigree. He's got the family name. He's got the coaching experience at the high school level with a state championship. If there's one guy you maybe roll the dice with that way, it would be Ed McCaffrey. And I think you're exactly right, and I know you are, because Darren Dunn has said this. Hey, when we hired him, we knew that there were going to be some things he'd have to adjust to. Growing pains, I think, is a good description, like you said, Brady. But I don't think those growing pains turned into change, and that's what you – and we all go through growing pains. We all live and learn, right? We get knocked down, we pick ourselves back up, and we learned from that, and that just didn't seem to happen in a football sense for Ed McCaffrey all that much at UNC.
Hey, it's the same thing with, you know, NFL coaches. They struggle here. Nathaniel Hackett couldn't get a play in before the play clock was over. Okay, he's having issues still, but he's not having that issue anymore. So you learn, and they were hoping that Ed would just, hey, your players are saying you don't show up sometimes. There's nepotism going on. Maybe cut that out. Okay, I will. And then maybe for a day or two it happened, and then it went right back to the old habits. And so I don't fault UNC in this situation. They took a swing. They aimed for the fences. Baseball term there for you, Jerry. Thought you'd appreciate that. And then they struck out. And that happens. It does happen. It happened with almost every team in the state of Colorado over the last 3 years.
Yep, exactly right. And, you know, I go back to my brother, Jeff, who's got a NCAA consulting business. He does coaching searches. And he was on the committee last year when they hired Ed McCaffrey 3 years ago. I mean, he was right there. And I talked to him about it after the hire was made. And I said, what do you think? He said, you know, I think there's one guy you roll the dice with, take a chance with. It would be this guy. He was impressive in the interview process. And Jeff, my brother, was all for it, thinking. And he said the same thing, Brady. He said the same thing to me. He's got a lot to learn. He's got a lot to learn. He's going to learn on the fly, but he'll get good support at UNC, and we'll see what happens. And even a guy like that who loves the college coach that has put his time in and maybe deserves a shot by moving up, he loves that underdog guy, thought this was a good hire by UNC. And, you know, it just turns out, like another good analogy, took a swing and you missed. And now you go back to the plate and see if you can get the next one.
Well, and I talk so much about the hire got so much interest throughout the state of Colorado, the Denver media. Heck, the Denver media is still talking about this. But Jerry, and you know this, I'll pull back the curtain here for just a second. When we were making the announcement here that we were hiring a new play-by-play guy for the Bears, with Ed McCaffrey's name, I'm telling you, I got email every second. I would refresh, and I was getting emails from all over the country, and big time names. And of course, Jerry, you were the first one. We said no, we don't need any more of these emails. We're going with Jerry Schimmel.
Well, you know, like you said, we all make mistakes, Brady. So you know,
for the fences, Jerry. We swung for the fences.
You know what's interesting? You're talking about that. I remember that phone call you and I had, Brady. Oh. I do. I remember that phone call when you called me and you said, hey, do you know anybody that might be interested in this job? I'm like, well, can I raise my hand?
Yeah, and we said boom right there. And then after we hung up, I somebody got a hold of it. I didn't put it out. We didn't put it out. Somebody got a hold of it and said KFK was hiring for a new play-by-play guy. And so we had gotten email after email after email after email. And I said, dang it, we already committed to Jerry. Look at all these big names here. But we're pretty happy with it.
Well, good. I can tell you this. I'm happy with it.
No, right? We love it, man.
You got one of us. You got one side that's happy.
No, it was a no-brainer for us. I mean, seriously, there were a lot of names, but Jerry Schimmel was the only one that made sense for this. And then you left us to go to Rockies games. So, I mean, there you go, man. No, we love having you back. We love having you on these basketball games. We get to hear a lot of you. And we're going to hear you, three times in a row coming up, starting on Friday.
Yes, yeah, Friday night, North Dakota State to begin that tournament in Albuquerque. And then on Saturday, I think we're doing a streaming thing because we got Preps football playoffs, I believe. And then back on Sunday. So three tough games, and coming off a loss like that should be interesting. But I'm guessing, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting back on the mic, and I know that Steve Smiley is really looking forward to getting his team back on the court this weekend.
Yeah, we love following this basketball team. Hopefully they can grab some wins. It makes these conversations better. It makes the Dalen Kuntz show better next week. We love talking about wins. I'm tired of talking about losses, Jerry, so do what you got to do. Rally the troops. Get a couple of wins this weekend.
Okay, yeah, put that on me because I'll take it, man. Put it on my shoulders because I'll carry that load.
All right, man. Hey, Jerry, happy Thanksgiving to you. And as always, don't be terrible, okay?
All right, I'm going to strive to be not terrible this weekend. Now, Brady, have a great Thanksgiving. I appreciate it, my friend.
That's all I can ask for. All right, man, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great call. Several great calls this weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks, Brady.
Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears. No, When Jerry and I got to know each other through Amazing Americans, so Jerry had reached out and asking if we'd be interested in carrying Amazing Americans, And, you know, we just kind of went with it. So we had each other's email, and that was kind of it. And, I mean, he was the voice of the Nuggets for a while, the voice of the Rockies, of course. And then the Rockies moved on from him for whatever reason. And so I thought, man, we need a play-by-play guy. So I shot Jerry a message and asked if I could give him a call. And I said, hey, do you happen to know? I knew what I was doing, Angel. I knew what I was doing. But I said, do you happen to know anybody that would be interested in calling, you know, football games with the Ed McCaffrey as head coach? And Jerry goes, you know, I might be interested. And I said, boom. And that was it.
Is that how most of your sales go?
Oh, yeah. Just bam. I manipulate the situation.
Gaslighting everyone.
Yes. And then I get all these, like, it's already, you know, done, but I'm getting all these emails. And we, dude, big names wanted to broadcast the Bears. Big names. And Jerry, again, the biggest, best name you're going to get. But we had a lot of other big names. And again, that just shows you the power of what that hire meant, which is why I don't think it was a bad move. And you got the turf field out of it.
It's a beautiful field.
It sucks for the student athletes. That's why it was a bad move. But it sucked for the student athletes with Steve Adazio. It sucked for the student athletes with Mel Tucker. And again, he left them, so they would have probably kept him, I'm guessing. He's a pretty good coach, even though he pockets all the money that's supposed to be spread out for the coaching staff. But it does suck. When you miss on a coach, you set your school back. It's just the Broncos, same thing. You set your team back. And it does screw over. And college is what sucks worse. You know, these NFL players, they're going to continue to have their career. They can go somewhere else. They can stay in Denver. It doesn't impact them. These college kids got what? 4 years, five, depending on how things go with red shirt and all that stuff. So they only have a limited time. So if you hire a coach and you miss, that's 3 years. They won't get back. And they have to decide whether they want to stay or fight through it. And that's who loses big time in this situation as a student athlete.
Yeah, and just mentioning student-athletes, I talked about it earlier about the pride that, you know, UNC student-athletes have for their school and their programs. Cassidy Woods, wide receiver for the Bears, got hurt this year but was a transfer from Washington State a couple of years ago, tweeted this out about an hour ago. While this is an unprecedented time for my teammates and I, we will be heavily involved in making sure we are part of the hiring process and picking the next head coach at UNC that best suits our values, culture, and standard as players we have set here.
Cassidy Woods.
Love that.
That's leadership. That's a guy that clearly, I don't know what his feelings are on McCaffrey, but that's leadership. That's what you do. You know, when things are bad and this situation is in disarray, I mean, you make a post like that that can rally people.
And it tells me that he is not alone in this. And that there is a group of players on this team that do care about this program and want it to succeed. And they will do whatever it takes to make sure that happens.
You know, one of those guys, again, we talked about Brooks Talkington, and that guy reaches out to get on the air. Like, he wants to promote the program. He's reaching out. He's getting after it. There's not a lot of players that just do that, that just think, hey, I play for this team. I'd like to get on and promote my team. They let other people do that. Brooks was one of those guys. So there's some really good dudes there. Really good dudes. And again, it's just, it's unfortunate how bad this situation got, man. I mean, we heard our whispers for the last 3 years. We heard all of it, just like you guys did. We heard the stuff about Denver. We heard about him not living up here. We heard that he didn't show up sometimes at Valor. Like, we heard those things. And then Dave Baldwin comes out, tells Sean Keeler of the Denver Post that, yeah, I was there every day. He wasn't. Didn't have a snow day, but he had a snow day. Sometimes he wasn't there.
Wasn't even snowing.
Didn't have a plan. Yeah, it wasn't even snowing. Maybe it was snowing in Denver, like it did the other day, where it's like blizzarding in Denver, and it's nice here. Mysterio says, seems like he thought he was bigger than the program. He's Ed McCaffrey. Every time he was on this show, every time, you remember what he would say? I'm used to winning. I'm used to winning. Okay, go win then. You're going to have to work for it. I get that you're used to it. You're used to the finer things. But
are you used to what it takes to win?
Yeah, what are you going to do
winning
to change it?
Winning is all great, because it's about what you put in to make sure that win means something.
And we heard excuse after excuse. Well, this guy, a lot of people don't realize we were with this guy, and everybody got COVID, and these guys transferred, and this guy was injured, and all that stuff. Happened to CSU, too.
We'll give you that. Injuries happen, but it falls on you as a coach to get your next guys prepared.
And I don't want to hear it. You know, I don't want to hear it. Everyone's dealing with trouble. Everyone's dealing with COVID. Everyone was dealing with injuries. Now they're all dealing with transfer portal stuff and NIL. All of that stuff, they're all dealing with it. And it's hard here. It is. But you didn't help your case. You didn't give it the best effort. And that's the biggest problem. Is if you came here and you put 100% in and really, really went at this thing and were at events and all this stuff and doing that, then we would be, at the end of the day, well, you tried. But a guy that was your mentor, that was your receivers coach at Stanford, just said you didn't show up. You weren't there every day. It's in the Denver Post. You got players. Smitty wanted to ask, you know, to recharge what I said about Connor Martin. Oh, Connor Martin just, you know, he was the backup quarterback last year.
Played in a couple games.
But there's stuff there. I know he wasn't crazy about everything. But what my thing with him was he just commented. Justice Luttrell was a former Bears player, and he posted, he went at it. He shared his story that he wrote. It looked like he wrote it on a notebook on his cell phone. The title is "Screw You, Ed." It's what he said. He said, on his Facebook page, "I'll be the first to tell you he is an absolute trash human being." He said that on his Facebook page. The Tribune wrote up a story about him and his situation. He was a part of the committee. He was sitting in on their interviews because they wanted a player's perspective. And he was that guy. They loved him there. He's a hard worker. And Connor Martin commented and just said, "Thanks for sharing your story. Thanks for sharing this," or something like that. I went to the Greeley Chamber of Commerce dinner shortly after he was hired. And I'm standing in line, and there's all these people, and I'm telling them who I am and stuff. They already knew Angel, of course.
Of course.
Signing autographs, doing all that stuff. And, have you met Ed? And I'm like, I will at some point. We're going to carry the coaches show. I just hope we can keep him. You know, he's going to come here and change things. I just hope we could keep him. And I was like, he had 2 years of high school experience. This move was a marketing grab. Let's wait and see if he can learn how to coach. But it was just like, that was the talk. It was like, wow, I love this guy. It's Ed McCaffrey. 300 people at the auditorium the day he got hired, or the day he was doing his press conference. Everybody was so happy. You had people in Broncos jerseys with signs. I love Ed McCaffrey, number 87. It was magical. It really was. It was it wasn't meant to be. At the end of the day, but again, that narrative at the chamber dinner that I went to quickly changed to, Irony doesn't even live here. And it's like, he doesn't live here? He's not coming to these events. Then that changed to, he doesn't come to practice sometimes. Then it was like, oh, players are saying it's toxic. There's nepotism going on there, too. Like, every McCaffrey that ever existed worked for the team.
Everyone they dated, too.
Yeah, everyone they dated. 28 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.